Fall is here, which means the days are busy and we are all looking for ways to get a hot meal on the table at dinner time. When it comes to easy and fast meals, slow cookers have long been a favorite cooking tool. What's not to love? For as little as $20 to $25, you can buy a kitchen tool that uses very little energy, provides hands-off cooking, and results in flavorful food that is ready to serve when you are ready to eat. This is Katrina Even, the FNEP and SNAP Ed agent of the Wildcat District, with today's K-State Research and Extension Minute, here to share some tips for safe and successful slow cooking. To ensure safety, before beginning, ensure that your slow cooker is plugged in and turned on. This is an easy step to miss, but can end up wasting a lot of food. Do not use frozen meat. Always defrost meats in the refrigerator before cooking. And be sure to cool properly. Place leftovers in shallow dishes and refrigerate within 2 hours after cooking has been completed. Some best practices when using a slow cooker include placing fresh vegetables on the bottom and sides of your crock pot, as these will take longer to cook than the meat. Add any dairy products in the last 15 minutes of cooking to avoid curdling. And if using a regular recipe, reduce the liquid by about 20% when adapting for crock pot use. There are a lot of great tried and true recipes that you can find online or in cookbooks at your local library. Crockpots are a great tool that can help you get a low-cost, well-balanced meal on the table with just a little prep work. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Katrina Even with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.